then next week we're going to have more guys there.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So actually, Donnie and Jonah are here. I think they're coming upstairs or something.
I'm okay. What? No.
Jonah's coming.
Okay. So should I wait? Anybody waiting for you? Yeah, so anyway, the first thing I wanted to do before we go further in the Gemara is I want to say hashlama to what we talked about in Taisus Behem Belay Shinayim. It's a big hashlama, another piece. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to some of the Shinayim Shinayim next week, so we'll go over this again, some of these, because it's not much, I think, major in Yonim, but I want to make a hashlama now. So we saw in Taisus, says that the Din of Shinayim you can learn already out from. He says the Din of Shinei Kleina you can learn already from Esnai. We just thought we said. Taisa says that you can learn the Din of Shinei Kleina from Esnai Zayna. Taisa asks, so why does Rava need to have another drasha of Heishav Sekzela Shegozel? So Taisa dogs drasha of Heishav Sekzela Shegozel is only for Shinei Achayza. But for regular Shinei, for a Shinei Gomer, you don't need the drasha of Heishav Sekzela Shegozel. I know it automatically from Esna. So last time we saw that's really the sheet of Abai and Tamur. Abai and Tamur says that the Shinei Kleina does not need Abai holds the Yoch Mani. And so we're in the Gemara that according to Abai you don't need the Drosha Vaheshiv for the Esna Din of Shinei Kleina. Shinei Kleina works with the Ovid Mahani without any extra psukim. Rabbi Craig explains, what do you mean without any psukim? How do you know that Shinei? Who says Shinei is the kinyan? Who says Shinei is who says Shinei is makir the chiyuv hashava altogether without a psukim? So Rabbi Craig explains that Abai knows the limud from Esnan. It says in Esnan that it's a fadim chadoshes. That when something's nechana, it becomes a fadim chadoshes. It's not the same thing. So without any extra drosha, asher gozel and yiturim, the Torah says heishav is exeila. This is not exeila. This is ponim chadoshes. So there's no chiyuv hashava. There's no chiyuv hashava. So Abai says you kind of automatically you kind of pastors you kind of with the kinyan exeila. That's the rate. If the chiyuv hashava goes away, that we'll talk about also when we next week more. But if the chiyuv hashava goes away, then you kind of with the kinyan exeila, and you don't need any extra ribuyim or yiturim. Just learn it out from Esther and finish, and that's the sheet of Abai. Rav is chaluk. Because Rava says even if you take away the chiyuv hashava, but have to be kind of with the kinyan exeila, yavod lemani. So Rava has to come on to an extra pasuk of heishav exeila shegozel, and Rava there Tamur says that Abai uses the pasuk of heishav exeila shegozel for other things. He uses it for that he's not wasted chaim shal gezel over. So the kitzur, it's a machlekes Abai and Rava. The ferish of Gemara and Tamur, it's a machlekes Abai and Rava. You need an extra limud for the din of heishav, the din of shini kaim. Abai says you don't need the drasha of shegozel kein shegozel. I know it misvara. Craig explains misvara means from Esnan. Once it's part of Chadoshus, you don't have a Chiv HaShava. Once you don't have a Chiv HaShava, you have a Mahani, and you kind of with the Kinyon Exela. Rava requires a Pasuk with the Drosha of Asher Gozel. Rava requires an extra Pasuk. So it says this. So if Taisa says that you don't need an extra Pasuk, that you know from Esn Zayin you can learn the Din of Shinui, and there's no need for the Drosha of Heshav Zayin Asher Gozel. So that means that Taisa is going like Abai. So why is Taisa going like Abai? Why should Taisa assume like Abai? Maybe Rabbi holds like Rava. Maybe Rabbi requires the Heishav Zegzeila Shegozel because the Ovelay Mahani, so you need the drasha for the Etzim Din of Shinei Kleinah. So we explained that Taisa holds that it's Muchach in Rabbi himself that he holds like Abai. Because Rabbi said, Shinei Kleinah Ksiva V'taninu. Ksiva V'taninu. That he says that, first of all, it's a Pasuk, the Heishav Zegzeila Shegozel, Kein Shegozel. And it's also Mishnayos. What Mishnayos? The Mishnah of Hagozel Eitzim, and the Mishnah of Hagashis Hagaz, that the Hispik Litnoi Ashet Tzavoi. So you put it from the Matan Skun of Hagashis Hagaz. So the Rabbi says, "Oh, Ksiva V'Tanina." From those Mishnayos, he did the Shinus Kind of by Gezel. So there's a problem. By Hagashis Hagaz, there's no Lachur. There's no Yovid Mahani. Because Taisus holds. Taisus and Samach Vav. The Taisus of Lehispik Litnei Achshet Tzavei, and the next Taisus also Achshet Tzavei. The two Taisus in Taisus Shita is that by Reishis Hagez, until you actually give it to the Kayan, it does not belong to the Kayanim. It's not like Truma. Truma, the minute you mafish the Truma, it belongs to the Kayanim. And if you take the Truma and you use it for something else, you're being goes to the Kayanim. Taisus Reishis Hagez is not that way. By Reishis Hagez, there's no Hafrosha. And it's yours. It's a mitzvah. You have to give it to the Kohanim. You have to give it to the Kohanim. It becomes the Kohanim. You have to give it to the Kohanim. It becomes the Kohanim. Kozman didn't give it to the Kohanim. So it's not the Kohanim's. So that means that according to... So therefore, according to Tosis, by Reishis HaGeiz, is it Shayach by Reishis HaGeiz, the Ovid Mahani, the Ovid Le'Mahani? The Nidin of the Ovid Mahani, the Ovid Le'Mahani, is it Shayach by Reishis HaGeiz, according to Tosis? No, because what's the Ovid Le'Mahani? What are we... Maybe here we have to preface. I mean, there isn't Aveira in being Tzaveira, the Reishis HaGeiz. The Aveira is you're being Mevatel, a mitzvah of Nesina. There's a mitzvah of Nesina's Reishis HaGeiz. If you're being Tzaveira, then you're being Mishanet. You're not going to be able to make the mitzvah, so you're Mevatel the mitzvah. But is that enough to make you Ovid Le'Mahani? L'chore not. Because the Tzai says, what's B'chal of Shafi Ovid Mahani? What's the Ovid Mahani, Ovid Le'Mahani by Gezel? What does the word mean? Kol milso da Ovid Rachman le'Sli Savid? The Ovid Mahani Koyt Abayi, Loi Mahani Koyt Derova. What's the Kol Milso Da Omer Rechman Ulei Savet by Gezel? What exactly is that there that you're doing by Gezel that makes it the subject of a Machlekes between Abayi and Rova? So the Tzais speaks to is the Aver that we're talking about the Aver is a Gezel or the Aver of doing of being Mishanet? When you Mishanet a Gezel, what's the Aver that we're talking about that then that now I kick that therefore makes that it becomes an issue of the Ovid Mahani or Ovid Loi Mahani? So there's two possibilities. Bem is nechlu kavadova, the Ksais and the Nesivas. The Nesivas says that the Aveira is the Shinui. The being Mishan is an Aveira. The Aveira is not the original Gezel. It's the being Mishan that's the Aveira that we're talking about. That makes the Ovid Mahani, does the Shini Mahani, or is the Shini Loi Mahani? The reason why the Nesivas holds away is to take this and doesn't have to consider us there. Next week, Mishan said we'll talk more about that Nesivas. But the Nesivas, for reasons that are not going to detain us right now, that's the way it lives. So the Tzais, they ask the Nesivas, the Tzais and the Meshavav, it's all in Simon Labadalat. The Tzais and the Meshavav ask them the Nesivas, he says that being Meshana against it, that can't be a subject of the Ovid Mahani, Ovid Le Mahani. Because, says Tzais, there's a Yisayim, and Tzais says over there in Chayres, in Tumura, Tzais there in Tumura says a Yisayim. He says, Tzorim Eisen Bechar, Tzais asks, Tzorim Eisen Bechar, why don't you say Ovid Le Mahani? Person's matter mumin of bechar, so the bechar becomes possible as well. Why don't I say it's not an issa? You know how to be to rav to be matter mumin of bechar. So why don't I say yovid le'mahani? So Tais explains that what if the animal, what if the oisim of the bechar became mangled not because something that the person did, it got mangled in an agricultural accident, got caught in some piece of machinery or something. It would also become a bumble. So it doesn't make sense to say. That he ovid loy mahani if you matul mum of bechor because you are even a vera, therefore the mum shouldn't be chal. The mum would be chal even if it happened by itself, even if it happened to a ma'aseh kaif. So it can't be worse. You're going to say he ovid loy mahani. It can't be worse because the person didn't have vera, so therefore it's going to be loy mahani. It's ligor than if it happened by itself. The ovid loy mahani is only shayach in things that you need the person to make the chalos, and the person is doing it doing a vera, so the person can't make the chalos. But things that would be chal on their own. Without the person having to be mechalim, like a bechor becoming a balmum, could become a balmum on its own just by getting his ear wrangled, mangled. So that's not shayach the ovid loy mahani. Says the tzais, the same thing by shinui. Shinui, pastus, Rashi Beit Levin Asayel seems to hold otherwise, but the pastus is we should be mostly trying to hold that shinui is kaini, even if it's shinui b'me'el. Shinui doesn't have to be done by a bit, the ganav doesn't have to do the shinui. Even a shinui that happened by itself, happened through a kaif. Even Rashi Beit Levin Asayel is not so pashut. Rashi Beit Levin Asayel, it's not a shini gomer, but that's because it's a shini that is oimel kach. But a shini that happened through an accident. You have a piece of tzemer, and instead of the ganav being surveyed, a kaif came and was surveyed. The pastuses. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe Rashi goes all the way, but the pastuses. And we show you that that's about a shini. Shini doesn't need to be done by the ganav. So what is it? So what's traveling more? What's ask the Tzoyser? What's traveling more to worry? Ovid Mahani, Ovid Loi Mahani. Because the Ganav is Ovid Avera, so it's Ovid Loi Mahani. The Shini is not Mahani. If the Shini would happen by itself, it would be Mahani. So what does it matter? The Ganav is Ovid Avera. Explains the Tzoyser. This goes to the very side. This is the very heart of how Shini Kainer works. It says the Tzoyser. The Ovid Loi Mahani, Ovid Mahani, Ovid Loi Mahani over here. The Avera is not the Shini. The Avera is the original Gzela. Because Shini is just to take off the Chiyav Hashava. But what makes it the Ganav's? The underlying kinyonic zeil, that's the pashat of shah. Again, next week we'll talk about this very close. The Pashat of Shat, the way Shini kind of works, not that Shini is a Maisa Kinyan. Shini is Mavkir L'chiv HaShava. Once it's Mavkir L'chiv HaShava, so the underlying Kinyan Zela kick in. But those underlying Kinyan Zela are B'Aver, they came through the Averis HaGezel. So is there such a thing that through Averis HaGezel you get Kinyan Zela? That's totally L'chor if you have in Mahani, you have in Mahani. Abai says, yeah, you have in Mahani, you get Kinyan Zela. Everything here is Oil Molech. But Pshuta, that's an excessive explain trapping one. So the underlying gezel, the underlying kinyon exela, according to Abai, fine. Yoved mahani, you have kinyon exela. There's a chiv hashava that prevents them from being chal. But through shinui, the chiv hashava goes away, and the kinyon exela or the kinyon exela are chal. And Rabbi Tain is, what do you mean? Yoved le mahani. The gezela was biavera. If the gzela is biavera, it can't give you kinyon exela in the chayv. It said it should become yours. So what does it help to take off the chiv hashava? But the kinyonic zela are yavid lemahani, so you need an extra pasuk creation since zela shegosel. Let's talk about this exerzit kosel that you kain alidei shina. That's the background. Maybe should have that's the havana, the pshuta in the gemara in Tamur. So now next the anan by reishis hagez, is there an issue of yavid mahani yavid lemahani? According to Tosfos, Tosfos reishis hagez, there's no gezel involved. The reishis hagez doesn't belong to the kohen; it belongs to me. So I'm not stealing it from the kohen. The issue is, do I have mitzvahs nesinim? So the Mishnah says, Lehispik Lehispik that if you survey it, mitzvah's nesina goes off. What does it have to do with the Yavim Mahani, Yavim Lehman? That's not an issue of the Yavim Mahani. That has nothing to do with the issue of the Yavim Mahani, Yavim Lehman. Because we're not being done over there by Kinyon Zela. Not Gesel in the first place. It's my gaze. It's the Bailim's gaze. The Shaila is, does he have a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen? So if he's Mishanit, the mitzvah goes away. He doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. That's the... So there's that shaychi yovid mahani yovid le mahani. Even if there's an avera involved, even if you're going to say that's being surveyed, the major case is an avera of being mevatel mitzvahs nesinu. But that's nothing to do with yovid le mahani, because even if it happened by itself, it would take off the mitzvahs nesinu. Even if a monkey came and put it into tzeva, it would take off the mitzvahs nesinu. So that's nothing to do with nini yovid mahani yovid le mahani. So if that's the case, if there's a problem in the gemara, how can Rabbah learn out from reishis hagez from the mishnah ksiva v'tanina shini kaina? In the Mishnah of Reishis Hagez, Lehispik Litnoi Yashit Sovai, says Rabbah, that's a mocker that Shini is kind of by Gzela too. Where's the mocker from that Mishnah? Maybe that Mishnah is true. If you're Mishana, Reishis Hagez, it becomes it's Nishtana, and Mishnah's Nesina goes off. But that's nothing to do with Gezel. By Gezel, Yovel Lehman. Akoch Litzerai, that Rabbah must hold like Abai. That there's no problem with Yovel Lehman, because forget Yovel Lehman. And once you take off Mitzvah Sashava, so automatically, Yavid Mahani. Just like a Abai holds, so you can learn that from Esna, I don't care about Yavid Mahani. Esna also is no Yavid Mahani. No Yavid Mahani by Esna. It doesn't matter according to Abai. Abai says, I don't have this hang up about Yavid Mahani. I think always Yavid Mahani. So you just need to get rid of the Mitzvah Sashava. You need to get rid of Mitzvah Sashava. Well, Mitzvah Sashava, you can learn that from Esna. Parim Chadoshes Bolokan. There's no Mitzvah Sashava. The same as Bereshis, the same thing Bereshis against. Parim Chadoshes Bolokan. There's no Mitzvah Nesina. So Rabbah only makes sense if you hold like Abaye. That's Tosfos' mocker, that the sugyas are going like Abaye. I got the same thing later in the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan, but this was a little last time's discussion. So Tosfos saw in the sugyas are going like Abaye, the sugyas are not hung up on the issue of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lei Mahani. So therefore Tosfos said, you see from all the sugyas we can ignore Yavid Lei Mahani, we can ignore Rabbah. Apparently Tosfos holds we don't hold like Rabbah. It's a bit more like we showed him and Achayim is the halacha like Rabbah, or the halacha like Halacha Abaye over there in Tamur. This is lots of the whole literature around the question. This is the halacha like Abaye or like Rava, and the issue of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lei Mahani. Taisa had the holds of the sugi samechiach that the Amoraim held like Abaye, Yavid, that Yavid Mahani. That came basically from last time. So I want to make myself. What about Rashi? Rashi's chaylik on Taisa. By Rashi's hagez. There's a Rashi in Chulin also, Kufam Yod, but talk to that, we'll see when we get to when we get to Rab himself. But for the time being, you can see, Rashi says, and Samachov, Lehishtik, Litma Lele, Eshtik, Gez, the Kain, Achit, Sovi, Potem, Eshtik, Gez, the Kanye, the Shinui, so Rashi, I feel the Domim, Le Mishalim. He doesn't even have to pay the Kain Domim, then Kain Yochel, Azmine, Bedin, the Kain can't take him to the entire to pay for the Eshtik, Gez, the Ushtereya, because he can always say, I would have given it to a different kohen. It says beferish in Rashi that Reishis Hagez belongs to the kohen. Not like Tosfos. This is machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin also. kavlamikov. Taisa Rashi holds that Reishis Agez belongs to the Kayim. And if the Kayim is chaytefit, then it belongs to him. So Rashi had a discussion when you said, hey, the Reishis Agez, so fine, so the Reishis Agez, you don't can't, it's a problem, Chadosh is Bologam, but you stole it from the Kayanim. Why don't you have to pay the Kayanim? So Rashi says, you know, in theory, maybe you do, but except no Kayim can take you to it entire. Because every Kayim you could say, I would have given it to a different Kayim. And this is very similar to the one Chulin that we had once upon a time. About mazik matnas kuna, that it's moment shein l'tayvim. That if you take a truma or something and you mazik it, so you don't have to pay. Why are you a mazik matnas kuna? Why do you have to pay somebody? Teretz says, who are you going to pay? There's no particular kohen who could money to it entire. So Rashi is the same thing with the Reishis Agez. Bekitzis of a fair shemachlek is Rashi and Taisus by Reishis Agez. Taisus holds Reishis Agez is a mitzvah nesina, but it's not moment hakshavit. It doesn't belong yet to the kohanim until you give it to a kohen. And therefore, according to Taisus, Reishis Agez is not indeed the don didn't hear of Gezel. But according to Rashi, Reishis Agez belongs already to the Kahanim. So when you survey the Reishis Agez, you have to be, you're being geizled from the Kahanim. If that's the case, so then Reishis Agez also has the issue of the Ovid Mahani and the Ovid Loi Mahani. So maybe the whole Hechach that we said in Tosis, that the Rabba must hold like Abaye, because otherwise how can you compare Reishis Agez to Gezel? It's apples and oranges, but Reishis Agez is no issue of the Ovid Mahani. Like Zela, you have the whole issue of the Ovid Mahani. Yovid Le Mahani, so how can the Gemara compare it? It must be this going like Abai, he doesn't have the whole concept of Yovid Le Mahani. Lefi Rashi, that whole Hechach disappears. The same Yovid Le Mahani that you have by Gezel, you have by Reishis Agez also. So therefore, Rabbi can hold like Rabbi, that Yovid Le Mahani, except that Gezel is exerts a kosu of Reishis Agez, she goes, right, that's the Shakutai of Timur. Abai said to Rabbi, Shini has a claim to Yovid Le Mahani. Rabbi answers, exerts a kosu of Reishis Agez, she goes, we can say Rashi can learn that Rabbi agrees to that. And he still brings from Reishis Agez. He says, you see from Reishis Agez that Yovid Mahani, that Shini's Kaina and Yovid Mahani. How's it Mahani? It must be because there's Exerius Akosu, Reishis Agez. Reishis Agez, according to Rashi, is also Gezel. Reishis Agez is Mamish Gezel. You're stealing the Reishis Agez from the Kahani, and you're allowed to keep it. Maybe you have to pay, except it's Mamish and Tayman, but it's Mamish a case of, besides Bittul Mitzvah Sasei of Matnas Kuna, it's Reishis Agez, according to Rashi, is a Pasha to Gezel. So it's the mission of Lohispik Litnei Ashit Sovoy is exactly like the mission of Agesel Kama of Gozel Eitzim Vosam and Kalem. It's a mission of Shini Kaina by Gezel. And therefore, so there's no hechach bechlal that Rabbi is going like Abai. And the Vichalana Loimah that Rabbi is going like Rova. That Yovid Loimahani. But there's Exeris Akosu, the Heshif Zeisel Asikosu, it tells him that by Shini Kaina, Yovid Mahani. That's the case. Then according to Abai, Rabba's drasha of Heshev Zedelish the Gozal is going on Shini Gomer. Doesn't it? You don't have to say anymore like Taisus that really you don't need a drasha of Heshev Zedelish the Gozal because we hold like Abai and coming out from Esnan and the whole drasha of Rabba is for what? What did Taisus say? Rabba doesn't really need a pasuk. We're learning out from Esnan. So what's the whole drasha of Heshev? What's Rabba talking about? Shini Achayzer. So a special rarefied Shini Exas. That's what Rabbi's telling. That already needed a pasuk. That already can't learn that from Esther. And once I go back Esther, I go back to Esther also. According to Rashi, there's no hechach to that. Rabbi's kipshutoi, Shini Kaine is exeris akosu, the heshev is exeris shegosu. You need exeris akosu because otherwise you overlay mahani like the Gemara says in Temura. And the hand is rise from Reishis Agez, because Reishis Agez is also Gezel. After Rashi, Rabbi Yechus speaks out that Reishis Agez is a kind of Gezel and happening, you don't have to pay, but Shini Kaine you have to pay. He says, yeah, but it's moment shame they type them. That's mamish what's going on in the Rashi. So Zachinu, that Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Oh, so one second. So now it's Gevaldik. Rashi, we saw Rashi inside of Gimel and Beis, is Taka Chaylik and Tosfos. Rashi inside of Gimel and Beis, the Gemara there is Beferish talking about Shinui She'ene Chayzer, Shinui Gomor. So the Gemara is going on the Mishnah, which the Gemara says the Mishnah is going, that the Mishnah holds really Shinui HaChayzer is only the Rabbanon. Only Shinui HaChayzer is Kainami Deraisa that the Mishnah over there holds. And Rashi over there explains that Shini Gomer is kind of because it says Beheshev Zeilah Shigazel, and he quotes Rabbah. So the Feirush Rashi that the drush of Heshev Zeilah Shigazel is going on Shini Gomer and Shini Sheinu Chayzer. Why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a drush? Yovid Mahani. Abai says the Feirush in Tavur that does not need a pasuk. Teretz says yeah, that's what Abai holds, but Rabbah holds like Yovid. Rashi Shitosu with Heshev Zeilah Shigazel Gomer.
Did
you
ever say the Gemara
say Gimel
was Abai talking?
All right, so there's an Akudah that's a little bit difficult. which is that it happens to be, the Gemara Sadeh Gimel Beis happens to be Abaye talking. Omer Abaye. The Mishnah is only talking about Shin Shein Chayzer, and the Bais is talking about Shin Chayzer, and the Bais is only Drabonin. It happens to be Abaye over there is the Bala Nemra. Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, that's really an insoluble problem. Because it's a befeirish Gemara Tumur that Abaye doesn't need the drush of Heshel Gzeil. In fact, the Gemara Tumur says that Abaye uses the pasuk of Heshel Gzeil Shigozel for something else that Al-Gezalov of Eina Moisef Chaymish, because Abaye doesn't need the whole drush of Heshel Gzeil. So that is really very little you could do. It's rather that Abaye, we know for sure, does not have the drush of Heshel Gzeil Shigozel. Mestama, the answer has to be that in a Chanami, that's not important to Rashi. It's not a sign of Gimel of Yovid Mahani, Yovid Loi Mahani. So Rashi tells me the drush of Pshuto that says in Samach Vov, that's the drush of Gmur, that's the halacha. Because Rashi holds that there's sugis go yovid loy mahani, so you have to come out to the drush of Eishav HaSagzei L'Shagos, like Rabbi said. So that's what Rashi quotes. It's not important in one side of Gimel. Yes, according to Abai, you don't need a pasuk. Fine. That's not important to the sugi over there in Tzadik Gimel. What's important there to the sugi in Tzadik Gimel is that Shini is kind. According to Abai, it's a svar yovid mahani. Find that Rashi not nochas do. So he brings me the drusha, the emes drusha, which is the yovid, which is Eishav HaSagzei L'Shagos. Anyway, I have to say that way. Like, I don't think there's any escape from that because it's a very Gemara Tumur that Abai doesn't have the drasha of Heshav HaZeil HaZegozel. So why is Rashi quoting the drasha? Teretz says because Abai doesn't need the drasha because he happens to hold the Ovid Mahani. We don't pass any Ovid Mahani. Rashi holds we pass the Ovid Loi Mahani. That's Rabba. So you need a post of Heshav HaZeil. Like Rava said in Tumur, Rabba says it over here in what Rava said in Tumur. Rabba over here says in Bava Kama. So Rabba, Rava, that's the halacha. So that's the drasha that Rashi quotes. But in Echanami, the emes is that according to Abai, you don't need a post. There is another Rebach, which is that we had a problem, and the Gemara in Tzadik Dalet is the Chayr supports Tosus against Rashi. Because in the Gemara in Tzadik Dalet, there we had a Gemara where Abai said a whole list of Tanoim, all of whom hold that Shinu is Ben Kaim Oim, that Shinu is not Kaim. But Shammai and then a whole list of others. By all different areas of Halacha. And one of them is Gezel, Rav Shimon, who is it? One of them is by Gezel. Rav Lezen Yankiv. No, not Rav Lezen Yankiv. What? Rav Shimon ben Elazar. One of them is Rav Shimon ben Elazar who seems to hold by Gezel that you don't need to have that Shini is not kaidah. So Rav Papa said to Abaye, Ichbul kolhani tanoi lashmini ke b'shamay. All these tanoim hold like b'shamay. So Abai answered that they held that Leinechelku Abai Leinechelku Bishami Bisil Bedobaze. They don't think that Abai that Bishami still ever argued by Yesna. They deny the whole. They're kafir in the whole. They hold that even Basil holds that Shimi doesn't work by Yesna. So he asked Chayra, according to Rashi. Rashi holds that you need a pasuk for shinui koine because the Ovid loy mahani. Rashi holds like Rava that you need. Rashi seems to go that you need a pasuk for shinui gomer. So what's the raya that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like? Who was it again? What's the raya that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like Beishamen? Maybe Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like Beishilul that by Eslan shini works. But it doesn't work. But by Gezel, you need a pasuk of Eishav HaZeil HaShigozel. And maybe he doesn't have the drush of Eishav HaZeil HaShigozel. So here we can talk answer. We're talking to Abai. Here we can talk uses. This Gemara, Papa was talking to Abai. Abai grabbed a hold that you don't need a pasuk of Eishav HaZeil HaShigozel because he holds that he owes Mahani. Gemara Tumur is the fairish. Abai doesn't need the drush of Eishav HaZeil HaShigozel. So if Papa is talking to Abai, according to Abai. So if you hold like Bishab, if you hold the Shini doesn't work by Gezel, why shouldn't Shini work by Gezel? What happened to Yovid Mahani? The Teretz is because you don't think that Shini is anything. You think that it's still this little Mitzvah Shadova. Because you hold that it's by Yesan, it's not upon him Chadoshes. So the Fed Sarah Pope, Yesa Bai very well. Ich Bukul Kani Tanoi Lashmin Ke Bishama. Here we can talk uses. The emes is, this is the bottom line. That the Machlekes, we have a Machlekes Rashi in Tosis. Tosis says that you don't need a pasuk v'heishav v'zeil. Tosis by us. Tosis heim v'leishinu yet. Says that the emes you don't need a pasuk v'heishav v'zeil ashegazel. Tell him a drasha of ashegazel kein shegazel to tell him the shini is kaina. We know it from Esna. And if Rabba said a pasuk, he's only because he wants to be marbi even shinu hachayzer. And Rashi said a given basis of the fairish that the drasha of v'heishav v'zeil ashegazel is v'shini gomer. Shini gomer needs a drasha. So now, what's emerging now? Is the idea of Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But what's emerging from this whole analysis is that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is Machlokes Abaye Rava. That's not even analysis; it's a Feirush Gemara and Tumur, as Rabbi Feigel points out. But Feirush Gemara and Tumur that Abaye holds that since Abaye holds the Ovid Mahani, so Shini is kind of doesn't need a pasuk, and since Rava holds the Ovid generally is Loi Mahani, so Shini kind of needs a pasuk. That's a Gemara Mefureshes. So the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is not really a Machlokes of their own. It's a Machlokes, are the Gemaras over here going, is Rava going like Abaye, or is Rava going like Rava? It's probably a Machlokes, if we pass them like Abaye, we pass them like Rava. But anyway, Rava, certain Machlokes, what does Rava hold? Is Rava going like Abaye, is he going like Rava? So the main thing I'm pointing out is that the ghost, the Shitosom by Reishis Hages. Because you see, Rava was in the Dhamma Shini by Reishis Hages, Shinu by Gneva. Once you see the Mishnah Reshes, I guess, it's a Raya, you have a Mishnah before Reshes, that Shinu is Kaina by Gneva. According to Tosfos, that's very problematic. According to Tosfos, Reshes, I guess, like Esna. There's no Gezel, there's no Yogod like Mahani, just a mitzvah, you're being Mavatal a mitzvah. So, according to Tosfos, what's happening, Rabbi, compare Reshes, I guess, in effect, according to Tosfos, comparing Reshes, I guess, to Gezel is like comparing Esna to Gezel. How can Rabbi make such a comparison? The Torah says, because Rabbi holds like Abai. You can tackle that from Esna. The same way you can learn that from Esna, you can learn that from Reishis Hages. So that's what Tosfos Machriach, that the Rabba must be going like Abaye. Tosfos holds that the Sukkos in general are going like Abaye. According to Rashi, that Hechrich disappears, because according to Rashi, Reishis Hages is a case of Gezel. Because Rashi holds Reishis Hages belongs to the Kehanim. So therefore, according to Rashi, Rabba, there's nothing surprising in Rabba. Rabba is comparing apples and apples. Reishis Hages is Gezel, and Gezel Eitzim is, and the Mishnah Gezel Kam is Gezel, and Reishis Hages, Rabba, all the things that Rabba is talking about, they're all Gezel in the cases. So therefore, Rashi could hold that Rabba is Kipshutai. That Reishis Hages Gezel is, it's going like Rava, that you need Exeris Yobad Loi Mahani, you need Exeris HaKosu, Reishis Hages Gezel, and that's what Rabba saw in the Mishnah of Reishis Hages. That is Exeris HaKosu, Reishis Hages Gezel, that even though in general Yobad Loi Mahani, but by Shini Kaine, Yovid Mahani. And it goes like Rabba. And that's the Rashi inside of Gimel with Beis, who says that the din of Shini Kaine, by Shini Gomer, by Shini She'ena Chayzer, the Gemara is talking about Shini Beferish, it's talking about Shini Gomer, Shini She'ena Chayzer. And Rashi says, Ladaf from Heshav as Exela. According to Tosis, Shini Gomer's not Ladaf from Heshav as Exela, Shini Gomer's Ladaf from Esna. There's his Rashi and Shitosa. Can't learn that from Esna, Yovid Loi Mahani. By Gezel, the Ovid Loi Mahani. You have to come out to Rabba's Drosha, Reishis Hages Gezel Shigazel. But then there's one problem. This is the Makad of Patish. There's one problem. How does Rashi learn Agamar? Agamar says, the Gemara Buddha Braisa, by Klev Anas Ayel. That you pay kefil dalad v'hei, you pay kefil dalad v'hei, ken shigona, but it says you pay dalad v'hei. It says you pay dalad, never mind the ken shigona, but it says you pay dalad v'hei. So the Gemara asked the kashan of Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law, it says in this braisa that Klevin Asayil, you still have dalad v'hei. Point to you, Rabbi Law, Klevin Asayil is a shimli. Shalay Torah, shalay Yomayach, there's no chi of dalad v'hei. So what is the Gemara answer? What does Rabbi Law answer? What does Rabbi Shi answer? What is the Talmud? The Gemara answer is according to that is going like Bishami. Who holds by Esnan that Shinu is not Kaina. Shailos, according to Rashi, who cares about Esnan? Marashuk. Do you have the drosha of if Rabbi Lo does not have the drosha of Heshav of Zeilo, then you can hold whatever you want by Esnan. It's not going to help by Zeilo because you have a Le Mahani. And if you have the drosha of Heshav of Zeilo, then who cares if you have a drosha of Esnan? Do you have a drosha by Heshav of Zeilo? But it's a point to Rav Lachar that Drosha by Esnan is Lemaila v'Lemer. Because even if you have a Drosha by Esnan, like Basilil, it's still not going to help you for Gezel. Gezel is the Yovid Loi Mahani. So you have to come out of Heshav v'Sagzela. And once you have a Drosha of Heshav v'Sagzela Shigazel, then I have a Beferi Shigazel. Heshav v'Sagzela Shigazel. I don't need any more the Drosha from Esnan. So Lachar, according to Rav, the Drosha from Esnan is Lemaila v'Lemer. So maybe we can say with Rav Chana's Rav Chana had observed that you need both drushes. We don't need Rav Chana's. Rav Chana said it for reasons that we don't need, and we're nister anyway. But Rav Chana was busy in Tyson saying those chesbayos. But Betzim, maybe we could say you need both drushes. I need the drushes from Esna to tell me. Or we could say maybe Rav Ishiya has the drushes of Eishav Sazela Shigazel. But who says if it's nishtana that it's not kein shegazel? Maybe it's still called kein shegazel. So you need a drasha from Esna to tell me, first of all, that it's called panim chadoshes. That's not enough. No, let me put it minusachach. If I didn't have the drasha by Esnan, so I would say, you could still be mekayim hashava, even after the shina. Why can't be mekayim hashava? Say hashava. Still here. It just looks different, so, but it's still here. The Teretz says, no, it says in Esnan that it's panim chadoshes, no chiyuv hashava. That's not enough. Because if there's no chi, even if there's no chi of hashava, but how you claim it, you need kinyan exhale and it's the ovid loy mahani. For that, I need the pasuk of it's exhale and it's the ovid that here is exhale the kosu that the ovid mahani. But it doesn't start with that, the drosha of Esna. So that if you hold like Bishamai, that by Esna it's not called panim chadoshes, then it's not going to help to have a drosha of Heshav is exhale. Because in the drosha of Heshav is exhale, it says that if it's not ka'in shegozal, the chi of hashava goes off. But who says after Shini it's not ka'in shegozal? That still needs a drosha of Esna. Ulai, we could say such a mahal. Here, Elochanim says such a start. That would be mahal. But the emes is that according to Rashi, we don't need it. I think according to Rashi, Kushya may cover. It's not so posh, you know, I could say. It's a drasha, Kain Shagazel. What's the difference between Hamilish and the end? It's also a drasha. In Kain Shagazel, it doesn't look like Kain Shagazel. So the Torah tells me everything in Hashem, it's exactly. It says that if it's Nishtan, it's not Kain Shagazel. So it says that it's a Panim Chadoshes, and it says that the Ovid Mahal. Like the posh, it's nice, the Elochanim's words is very far from being Luchuch. Chanan said it to answer Tosfos Kasha, and we saw it doesn't work because of the words in Tzadik Da. It's very far from being Muchuk. The passage is, if I have a Pasuk of Heshav Sekzeh Shegazel, it says in Pasuk that if it's not Ke'en Shegazel, if it was Nishtane, then you claim it. So in the Chanami, I don't need the Pasuk from Esnan. Everything says in this Drosh. It says the Drosh that it's not planet. It says that it's a Panim Chadoshes, and it says that the Yovin Mahani, and everything says over here. So back to where we're back to square one. How can you learn that from Esnan? Right. That's the problem, according to Rashi. What does Rabbi Lo want from Bisham and Misil? If you don't have the drasha of Heshav Sekzeila Shegazel, then even Basil wouldn't help you. Because maybe the Shina by Esna, but it's not going to help by Gezel, and by Gezel is the other Loy Mahani. And if you don't have the, and if you do have the drasha of Heshav Sekzeila Shegazel, then who cares what's the din by Esna? I have a fairish apostle of Heshav Sekzeila, the Shina is kind of. That's the question. The Teretz is Rashi, that according to Rashi, it's Kushim and Kara Lesser. Because Rashi holds by Tlev Nasa Ayil. Remember, what's Rashi's sheet by Tlev Nasa Ayil? Pashat Gemara says Tlev Nasa Ayil. Rabbi Yishia said it's Nasa Shini V'yod Yikar. Shalagot Tavach Mocha Shalayim 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 Mech. The pashat is the Tlev Nasa Ayil is the Shini Gomer. That's what most of Yishia holds, the Shini Gomer. Rashi has a sheet of Miuchedis. The Tlev Nasa Ayil, since it wasn't B'yadayim, it's not a claim. And it still belongs to the Bailim. And if you shecht it, and if you break it, if you kill the Ayil, you have to pay kefil for an aisle. Because it's the Bayon's aisle. It's only legavi tovachu mochar, it's a din proti by tovachu mochar, that for tovachu mochar, tlevenas aisle, it's a shini li'inin zed, that for tovachu mochar, we say that it's not called, that there's no chiyot ficha, that it's a shalei terev, shalei yomech. And we grappled, what's the lumbus of the Rashi? Said a mahalach maybe that you have to give back the aisle, but only because giving back the aisle is if you gave back the tleh, and the tleh grew up by the bailum, so you have to give it back, but not mitzad atzmai, only because it's a weighted image of the tleh. So memele gabi tficho mechiv gabi tficho, it's not enough because it's not called it's not kula b'chiyuba, it's a kind of not kula b'chiyuba. We'll see in the Shem, we get to samachol, maybe other mahalachim had to understand the lamedus of the Rashi. But state doesn't Rashi. It's not my idea. The Chayim will medayikin, and the Tzeis is already medayikin in the Rashi. So it's the Kasha. What about Avon the Skinu? It's also Shini, but it's also not a Shini B'yadayim, and it's a Perish Mishnah that it's a Shini Gomer. You can't say a Rishol Chalav Anecha. We also talked about that Tzeis. But Vinivu, one way or another, that's the Perish Shitas Rashi. The Tlev Nasa Ayil, in fact, is not Nikna to the Bailam. It's not Nikna to the Ganu. It's not a Shini. Because it's not the Yadayim, it's not a real Shina, you're not kind it. It's only a Shina le'inyan din of Tavach HaMach. So by Tlevin HaAsayil, this limited Shini that Rabbi Lo is talking about, is there a time of Yovel Le'mahani? What's Yovel Le'mahani? What Le'mahani? He's not looking to be kind of the guy. It just gets him out of the Chiv of Tavach HaMach. So if it's nothing to do, because it's like a different aisle, it's not exactly the same thing as a class. If a tovach u'mochar, somehow it's not good enough. You have to be tereich u'mochar, the same thing that you stole, whatever the lumdus is. Somehow you have to be tereich u'mochar, the same thing that you stole, in order to have a chiyuv dalet v'hei, and since tlev nasa ayil is a shinui, so you can't have a chiyuv dalet v'hei. Whatever the lumdus is. That's nothing to do with the yovid mahani, yovid loy mahani. That you could learn out from Esna. That even Rava could learn out from, that even Rava would be able to learn out from Esna. Maybe he doesn't have the drasha of Klev and Asai. Maybe he doesn't have the drasha of Heshev of Sixei Leshigosel. And even if he has it, that's only by Yeshinu B'Yadayim. Even if Rabbi Ula has the drasha of Heshev of Sixei Leshigosel, that's the Shini Gomer that's Klemeh. In fact, Rashi says the Pefesh. And the Rashi, and Omer Rabba, in Rashi Machvav, Omer Rabba, Shini Klemeh, Ksiva B'Tanilo, Zot Rashi, Shini Klemeh, Hechi Deshonali B'Yadayim. Rashi Shitosim. That's Rashi Shitosim. Rashi is the shini that's kaina that Rabbi is talking about. That's a shini b'yadayim. Klevan Asa's not a shini b'yadayim. It doesn't go into the heshiva sechzei l'shigosol. And you're talking about kaina. But it's a special thing by Tovach HaMocha that it's enough of a shini that it's not called you being teveyat the same thing that you stole. You can't learn that from the heshiva sechzei l'shigosol. That's by shini b'yadayim and that's the shini that's kaina. But from Asna you can learn that. Because for this dinner of Rabbi Lo, when he does the Panim Chadoshes, that's very good that I can learn out from. Forget, that's the only place to learn it out. From Beheshev HaZazel, I can't learn it out. Because Beheshev HaZazel, HaShigosel, is only if you're Mishana B'Yadayim. Why that has to be? But that's how Rashi learns Beferish. Rabba's Beheshev HaZazel, HaShigosel, is Hechad HaShonu L'B'Yadayim. And then it's a Kenyan Gomer. Rabbi Lo Shini of Klevan HaSayel is Hechad HaShonu L'B'Yadayim. It's not the Dul Beheshev HaShigosel, HaShigosel. And in fact, Rashi holds, therefore, that you're talking about that the Ganav is not claimed it. But it's just panim chadoshes v'tovach u'mocha. So where does that come from? Eretz says it comes from Esna, and if you hold like Vishama, then it's talking that it won't be true. And it could very well be that this is part of what drove Rashi. Part of what drove Rashi to learn that Tlev Anasa Ayil is not a shini gomor. It's only a shini l'inyan dal v'hei, because he was bothered. Why is the gomor? What does that do with Esnan? Shini is learned to have from the heshev v'sezele shigosel. Do you hold from the heshev v'sezele, or do you not hold from the heshev v'sezele shigosel? The Gemara tomorrow with that Heshev HaSekzeh LeShigosel L'Ovadloi Mahani. Rabbi here in the Baba Kama says it's that Shini is claiming to learn from the Heshev HaSekzeh LeShigosel. It's not learned that from Esna. So what does the Gemara, what does Rabbi Loh want over here from Esna? Terence says it must be that we're not talking about the Shini of Rabbi. We're not talking about the Shini Gomer that's Kainer, Ksiv V'Tanino. That's only a Shini Hechad HaShana Libi Adayim. We're talking about a Shini that's not Mishana HaShana Libi Adayim. A Shini that was Bama Elov. It's not really, the Ganav's not Kainer. It's just a Shini Lin Tovach U'Mochar. That's not the Ovid Mahani, Ovidloi Mahani. That in fact, you could learn that from Esna. So that was perhaps that was part of what was Machriach Rashi to learn that Tlevan Asa'il is not a Shini Gomer. That for Shini Gomer, you need Shana Levi Adayim. Tlevan Asa'il was a Shini Bama Elov, it's Takanada, it's not Kaina. It's an Esna de Kashini. So part of Machadosh is for Tolo Chomoch. I really have to go. I mean, we have 5 minutes to start. To start the plug to make a dumb shalach, doesn't make any sense. So we'll stop here. Mishnah Shem, we're going to revisit this when we get to Rabbah, because when we get to Rabbah, we have to talk more besides this. How does Takashini work, and what are these Kinyan Exela, and where do Kinyan Exela come from, and so on. All this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah gadol b'tar. But I think this is a very big mafteach to what's going on over here in Rashi and Tosfos. The whole sukkah over here. The bottom line is the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is the machlekes are the sugis going like Abaye, they're going like Rav. Are the sugis going over Mahani or over Leibah? And that's Kaskama, and that's basically rooted in Adam's generations against. That's I think that's the pivot. Adam's generations against, because that affects how you understand all the comparison of Rambo. And from that's Titzoy, still to everything else that we saw.